reading to you from the third chapter of Proverbs, and with the fifth verse. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this Evangelist Cecil Moe. And you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 55 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. Then 1 year later, I'd call me to preach. And boy, howdy, I've enjoyed preaching. I know I'm not a very good preacher, but I sure like to preach. So don't take that away from me. And I really love to introduce men and women to Christ. That's the joy of my heart. And going to prisons and speaking in rescue missions. Well, listen, folks, I want you to kick off your slippers. I don't know how your troubled heart is tonight. Kick off your slippers, pour your glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the 14th chapter of Joshua, and let's begin reading with the 10th verse. And now behold, the Lord has let me live just as He spoke these 45 years, from the time that the Lord spoke these words to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I'm 85 years old today. I'm still as strong today as I was in the day Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now for war and for going out and coming in. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day, for you heard on that day that Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out as the Lord hath spoken. Well, to cop an old phrase, the name of the message is God has or had a plan. Oh, my friends, I'm getting so many wonderful letters about the people, and I wouldn't got a hold of Winna. I said, Winna, boy, oh boy, God really used you to make that song. You did such a fine job. And Brian did such a fine job on them background music. Well, anyway, God had a plan. Caleb was the optimistic spy. I'm afraid some of us are pessimists, but he wasn't. Caleb was sent to scout the promised land. And he was one of the 12 spies sent by Moses. Now, Caleb returned believing Israel could conquer Canaan, Numbers 13:30. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we shall surely overcome it." My stars in the morning. How I love that Caleb. That guy, he had hair on his chest, didn't he? He wasn't afraid to speak up. Why? Because, my friends, he knew the Lord. And that's a song I wrote one time, I Know the Lord. Do you know the Lord tonight? If you do, then you are more than conquerors. You don't have to worry about going to hell anymore. All you have to be concerned about is serving the Lord the best way you can on this earth. And then when the time comes, when yours and I's time on this earth is up, then we shut our eyes and bingo, were right into heaven, walking the streets of gold. My stars in the morning. How's that grab you? Caleb was a spy who outlived the doubters. Now, all the spies died except Caleb and Joshua. Now, listen to this, friends. Faith and positive action are life extenders. Think about that. Well, Caleb became a senior on his greatest adventure. Caleb had been kept alive for this adventure. God had a plan. Verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years from the time that the Lord spake these words to Moses, when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now, behold, I am 85 years old today. Well, I turned 85 years old a couple months ago. So maybe I got something to look forward to, huh? Well, Caleb had been kept alive for this adventure, and the Lord hath kept me alive. We have been kept alive for the adventures of this new year. God has a lifelong purpose for each of us. Again, God had a plan. Friend, I know you say, Cecil, you don't know me. I'm a said insignificant peon. Oh? Well, are you a child of the King? Well, then, if you are, you're not insignificant. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus said. There's a purpose for your life and for mine. Now, a lot of people think their purpose on life is to make a lot of money and have that little dream, you know, the little white cottage with a picket fence. Friends, if that's all you got to look forward to, you must be one miserable dude. My desire is to get out and get about the Lord's business, working in his vineyard, working and telling people that Jesus saves. Well, God had that lifeline purpose for each of us, but advancing years, you know, add to the adventure. Caleb now had been more wisdom than when younger. You know, friends, what's wrong with some of our pastors today? They're reaching out, we got to get these college kids, we got to get these college kids in. And they forget the ones, the older people in the church, the prayer warriors, the one that prayed daily for the people in the church and for the lost, for the pastor, for the deacons, for the Sunday school teachers. But no, they want the young dudes. Well, I tell you, friends, you can have some of those young college kids. They're just about as loose-jointed as a double-jointed pig. They think they know so much. But whenever you rule Jesus out of your life, you're stupid. No, you're not smart. And these teachers in college today are doing everything they can to destroy the belief of our young people. I remember when I was teaching teenagers in our church in Bellingham, Washington, one of the college girls came over and said, Cecil, our teacher's making fun of God every day. What should you do? I said, take your rightful stand. Take your rightful stand. I tell you, my friends, I remember long years ago when I was a director of a rescue mission in Youngstown, Ohio. The woman who was a board director, she was a boss, and she was godless. And she just was godless. And she was a troublemaker from the day I got there and the day I resigned. And I was reading the Bible one day. I was in the hospital. And I was reading the Bible one day and it said, stand up to her. Stand up or I'll humble you. And boy, I did stand up to her in Christian love. Well, when I got out of the hospital, we had a big board of directors meeting. There must have been 30, 40 people there. And she was a beautiful woman. I mean, as far as if you like that kind of beauty, but she wasn't beautiful in the inside. She was just evil. And she was screaming and raving and carrying on. And pretty soon I said, ma'am, I said, could we stop just for a moment? What do you want to stop for? I said, stop. and invite Christ into this meeting because he's not here today. And boy, she said, we don't have time to stop and pray. And I said, I no longer have the message to stay with this godless group, and I resign. 5 members walked out with me. That, oh, I'm telling you, I felt like the load was lifted off my chest because I took my rightful stand. You know what she used to do, friends? She thought she was a preacher. She'd go down to this prison and she'd preach. And you know these Southern Belles that had these little ringlet curls that they hang on the back of their head? And she'd put on some real perfume, and she'd go down there. And one day the sheriff called me into the office. He said, preacher, can you keep that woman out of our prison? She's driving our men crazy. That's right. Can you believe that? Oh, friends, just because they say they're Christian doesn't mean a thing. If you've not been born again, I don't care how many churches you belong to or have belonged to. I don't care how many times you think you've been baptized, sprinkled, dunked, you know what. If you have not been born the second time, you're born first physical. But if you haven't been born twice and that heart of stone been removed and a heart of flesh put in you, you're doomed, damned, and lost and on the road to hell. And you know what? That'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth forever, forever, time without end. It's enough to make your hair turn white. But God has a lifelong purpose for each of us. Now, advancing years add to the adventure. My, my. Well, old Moses was up in his 80s when he was called down to deliver the children of Israel to the promised land. He sure was. So don't put down this old folks. Give us a break. Caleb now had more wisdom than when he was even younger. And Caleb had gained more respect from his families and friends. Listen, friends. Caleb's faith had increased with age. Has yours? Has mine? You know what? And I have to admit this. When I was a baby Christian, I loved to go out and win souls to Christ. I mean to tell you, I was on fire for the Lord. Why did I do that? Because I really loved to do it. And I still do. But I use a little more wisdom today than I did when I was a young Christian, I'll tell you for sure. Caleb was better able to serve than ever, even before. Now, too many shrink from the adventures in faith because of their age. How many times you said, well, you know, I'm getting old. My body's reeked with pain. Old arthritis hangs in there. Hey, if it wasn't for Ben Gay, I'd have a hard time getting around myself. Especially on my throat. I have to put Ben Gay on my throat every night. You said, what's wrong with that? Well, nothing. I couldn't even clear my throat if I didn't. Don't let advancing years keep you from life's greatest adventures. You should be getting excited. And let me tell you what, friends. Believe it or not, the younger people in the church look up to the older people. That's why we have to live our lives that'll bring honor to Christ. That's exactly right. You know, we're the only Bible someone will ever read. We are the only Bible. Well, Caleb had strength for this adventure, and at 85, he refused to believe he was too weak to succeed. Now, let me tell you what happened to me. When I had this cancer operation, and I've had these heart attacks, and I'm on oxygen and stuff, one day I got on my little pity pot. Whoa, Cecil, poor old Cecil. I guess I shouldn't go to prison anymore. But let me tell you, friends, those people, and I'm saying this with humility, those people just love to see us, and they tell us. They thank us so much when we come over and hold service in prison. Why? Because they know we care. Oh, friends, we do care. I've told them time and time again, friends, I wouldn't come here if I didn't love you. I wouldn't. I couldn't. I said, I was called for this job. Now, I may not be the smartest or the sharpest knife in the drawer, and maybe my elevator don't make the top floor, but I'm using what I have for the glory of God, and I want to see men and women saved every service. And they are. See, he focused on strength rather than weakness, and sometimes we ought to think about that. Some older people think only of their ailments, their arthritis, and their, and we have them. Sure we do. I'm not going to minimize you. But Caleb, 85, thought of the joy of adventure. Yeah, you know, Caleb viewed his strength as sufficient for whatever was ahead. And we'd have the same, we have the same situation, dear friends. Sure we do. We absolutely do. All right, let's see. Well, you say, well, Cecil, I'm really laid up and I really can't get out. Well, tell you what, you can pray. The other night, or the other day at the prison, just before we dismissed him, the men all came forward and they prayed for me and my wife. Said, oh, God, help them to get well so they can come back and share with us Christ. And we appreciate them and we love them. Oh, man, if you don't think that touches my old heart. And those men down at the mission will come up and hug my neck and tell me that they remember me down there 35 years ago when I first started preaching in the mission. But I love those people. You see, they're dirty. They need a shave. They stink. Ah, but Jesus died for them too. He sure does. Remember what he said? I was in prison and you visited me not. Remember that? Well, he said he was as strong at 85 as was at 45. I don't know if I am, but I'm thinking I am. He was strong enough to travel unto Canaan. And he was strong enough to go to war expecting what? Victory. He sure did. Now, Christ provides strength for the day, and I read in Deuteronomy 33:25. Your lock shall be iron and your bronze, and according to your days, so shall your leisurely walk be. Oh, friends, he has so much for you and for me. And he tells us also in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthened me. Now, we have to go through Jesus. You know, young preachers have a problem when they start preaching. They want to let their people know they're the smartest preacher that God ever put on this earth. But normally most of us show how stupid we are. My first few sermons, I tell you, I just don't know how the people stood it. I don't know why they kept me there. But I was preaching the best I knew how. But the one thing, friends, did you know that first year in my first church, there was 50 people came forward and gave their heart to Christ and was baptized and joined our church. To God be the praise and the glory. That don't go to Cecil. Somebody else had labored there before we came, and we just came and we just did this harvesting that God allowed us to do. Now, Caleb believed God had equipped him for this adventure. He said, give me this mountain. You see, I'm a mountain man. You flatland foreigners up in the Dalles. I was born and raised in the Dalles, you know. I was a flatland foreigner. We're a mile high in the sky. That's why we get a lot of snow and a lot of rain, you know. But each one of us, dear friends, that are born again, God gives it equipment to. And he gives you a talent. The reason there's so many untalented Christians today, because they won't take the one he gave and develop it. Use it. You say, Cecil, shoot, I'm not called to preach. You don't have to be called to preach, but you are called of God because God has a plan. And you're in it. From the beginning of the earth, before you were from your mother's womb, he knew what you were going to be and what he was going to do with you. But you got to let him. You got to lean on him. You got to trust him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Boy, if you do, you fall flat of your face. So God has equipped us all for what he wants us to do. Now, I've said before, age brings new adventure. Do you know they say lately, the last few years, that more men and women have been changing their call in life? Maybe they were executives. And maybe all of a sudden they end up being a cook or a chef or a bookkeeper instead of an executive. That's okay. Now, friends, when I was 60 years old, I had a roofing business, and I was still preaching around the country, around the world, in Japan and every place. But I still roofed. And I knew my business, and I'm proud to say that we had one of the best businesses in Denver, Colorado. And we've got roofs that we put on 40 years ago that are still there today. Now, that means we did something right. Well, travel may take us on an adventure in new places. And that is the one thing that I have, the problem I've been having. You see, we had went to about, 12 or 13 prisons, my quartet, my wife and I, over the past 30-some years. And, man alive, I had to quit them. I only have one prison now that I go to because I can't go out overnight and stay all night because of my oxygen problem. And I really, really, really had problems with that. But I finally accepted it. And I said, okay, I got one prison. Do well in that. Do your rescue mission. You can handle that. Because health problems may bring us into contact with needy people. You remember when I had my cancer operation? I had a chance to lead a young alcoholic to the Lord. The other day he sent me, he's a businessman, but on the side he makes jalapeno pickles, bread and butter pickles. Oh, my stars, there they go. Oh, they're a little warm. Yes, they are. You better have a glass of water and eat them, but they're sure good. Now, through that, I led him to the Lord, and through Kevin, I led John to the Lord. Well, one time I was in the hospital, Grand Forks, North Dakota, with an infection after surgery. I was in there for 4 days, and those nurses liked to work me to death. They had me visiting people that were going to, one woman was going to commit suicide because she lost her eyesight, and, oh, I was busy all the time. There was a purpose, rhyme and a reason. Didn't stop me. God used me in a mighty way, and he wants to use you. Hey, God's no respecter of persons. Come on. He don't love preachers no more than he loves you, so don't get that in your heart. Understanding will give us greater compassion for hurting ones. Now listen, doing God's will is life's greatest adventure. Now the adventure begins with salvation by grace. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not yourself, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest no one should boast. God has great adventure planned for all of us who believe. Beloved, may I ask you, have you surrendered for life's greatest adventure? Yes, God had a plan, and you're in it. You say, well, Cecil, I don't know. Well, I'll tell you right now, you may be having a little problem tonight. You may be having a tugging at your heart, and you don't quite understand it. Well, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. He's drawing your heart. He wants you to come to him, confessing your sins, repenting of them, and inviting him into your heart. Would you do that tonight? If you do it, here's a prayer that will change your life. Please don't pray it if you don't mean it. And here's how it goes. Kind Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I confess, Lord, that I'm a sinner. And tonight, Lord, the best way I know how, I'm opening my heart and receiving you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer, call 303-471-8534. No, I won't use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. Won't sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. I want you to go to heaven. Please give me a call. Maybe tonight, God says this is your last time. God has a plan. Would you trust him? 303-471-8534 is my number. I am concerned, friend. You say, well, where will I go to church? Wherever God leads you. I'm not going to tell you where to go to church. You say, well, you belong to a denomination. I don't care. I'm not going to recommend my denomination. I'm going to recommend that you follow the Holy Spirit, and He won't lead you astray. So that's what you need to do. Friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. Thank you, dear ones, for listening tonight. Pray for our health and pray for our prison ministries. And pray that God will give us souls for our hire. That's what we live for. I want you to know God has a plan for you. God loves you. God wants to save you. He wants to call you. Well, friends, until this time next Sunday night, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. Keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus. It's coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.